This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Flying numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, troops? You guys ready? You should be feeling good. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. I hope you had a good Veterans Day. I hope you honored our nation's veterans the other day, because that they are the people that keep us safe. And let me tell you something. If there is a Democrat who honored veterans, shame on you, because you don't care about veterans. 844-551-8255. I hate the way the Democrats use our military. They just use them. The same way they use kids, the same way they use widows and orphans, as they say. They will use anything for their own political good. But hey, don't you worry, because we are ridding this nation of these scumbag leftists who want you to believe that they care about this country, that they care about you. Everything they do is for you. For you. It's not for them. If we could just save one life. Right? As they fleece you, as they take your money, as they plot to do heinous things, heinous things against you. Donald Trump, the president of the United States. I say that because I want to trigger some progressives. But he received thunderous applause at the LSU-Alabama game. I actually watched part of that game on an airplane, and I'm telling you, you want to talk about it? It should be scary. It should be scary to the left to watch Donald Trump walk into that game, and it was thunderous applause. Let me tell you what that signifies for the uninitiated. It signifies that outside of the Beltway, outside of the big cities of New York, which, by the way, he didn't get booed in New York. Donald Trump gets more cheers than boos anywhere he goes. That should scare the left. But at that stadium, LSU in Alabama, I mean, they put his picture up. It was rock star status. And for the record, I've said this, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Go to any Trump event. Let Donald Trump say with a day's notice that he's going to be somewhere, and see how many tickets they have to print. Then let's let Bloomberg do it. Let's let Bloomberg, who is threatening, Bloomberg's going to enter the race. Okay, let Bloomberg do it. Eric Holder's supposed to be contemplating entering the race. Let Holder do it. Oh, dare we say let Hillary Clinton do it? It would be an embarrassment. For the record, go anywhere. Put Bloomberg on the screen and tell me what's going to happen. Go anywhere. Put Hillary Clinton on the screen. Tell me what's going to happen. You're going to hear more boos. Put Eric Holder on a jumbotron and tell me what's going to happen. Unbelievable. Donald Trump walks into the stadium. Boom, boom. Pa-tow, pa-tow, pow, pa-tow, bam. And then it erupts. Yeah! Not the applause somebody would expect for a president under impeachment. Dum, 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 dum. Things are only getting worse, baby. Only getting worse as the Democrats continue to look for their great white hope, or whatever hope they decide they want to do. But let me tell you, the media is not spinning it that way. Here's what they said. I'll just give you some headlines. John Bolton trying to walk a tightrope over role in Trump's impeachment inquiry. What? Impeachment inquiry. Let me tell you about this impeachment inquiry. I know, I'm going to say inquiry. Inquiry right in a minute. But let me tell you about this impeachment inquiry. 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 It's an inquiry. Okay? Here's the deal. They don't want Hunter Biden to testify. They don't want the whistleblower to testify. And Schiff is already, Hunter Biden will not be testifying in the House impeachment proceeding. He's a central piece of the discussion. And the Democrats, no, we're not going to let the so-called perp, the guy who's in question here, we're not going to have Joe Biden testify to what we already know he said. We're not going to have Barack Obama. We're not going to have anybody involved with the situation testify, nor are we going to allow the witness to appear. But I just want to be clear. This is a fair hearing. This is a farce. And to even call this an impeachment hearing is a joke. And look, if this makes the Democrats donate and they feel, oh, he's going down, Donald Trump is going to be impeached, we're going to get him. Go for it, baby. Go for it, baby. Yeah, baby. Here's another one. Ukraine envoy had, quote, clear understanding, end quote, on quid pro quo, but no firsthand knowledge of Trump's plans. Here's another one. Facing investigation, Giuliani needed a lawyer, but firms stayed away. Here's another one. This is an opinion from the LA Times. Impeachment testimony is giving Trump a quid pro quo defense. I don't know if that's good or bad. Here's the next one from the Washington Examiner. Mike Pompeo is on thin ice. I don't know if that's true or not. Let's see. Trump denies. I love this one. This is the one that got me. This is the one that got me because it was about Barr. Trump denies report that he wanted Barr to publicly clear him on Ukraine. That was from NBC. They are alluding that President Trump talked to Barr and says, hey, listen, you need to publicly say something about me on Ukraine in order to help a brother out. This is to watch this fiasco. Watch this circus. I thought the circus was, I thought Barnum and Bailey was done. I thought they canceled that act. This is a circus act. And here's what I want you to concentrate on as you watch all this circus going on. One, you have a guy fighting back. You have a guy that goes on Twitter, goes on media, and says they're a bunch of lying skanks. Don't listen to them. And by the way, I'm going to go to the number one college football game in the country today and have a little fun and show you guys just how much I'm loved. Loved. Okay? That's what Donald Trump did. And I tell Democrats all the time, hey, clowns, pay attention. This is a dude that isn't guilty. He doesn't act guilty. He ain't scared. And that ought to make you scared. It's like I used to tell guys if you wanted to get mad at a bar or something. I don't kick your butt, no man, blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, well, the thing you should be asking yourself, big boy, is why little man ain't running. Because there's a reason. Little man is ready. Bruce Lee was littler than me. Oh, boy. Hey, we got a fun show today. Cannot wait to get into this holder. All the people in the room.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys know that CNN has an impeachment show, a dedicated impeachment show. And it's hosted by Don Get Drunk on New Year's Eve Lemon. It is hysterical. I didn't watch it, but I saw one. You've got to be kidding. They have an impeachment show. That's how much they want to sell this nonsense. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hey, I've been putting the thing out telling you guys if you want to get involved, there's a couple things. Number one, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. If you are upset with what's happening in education today, you're a parent, maybe you're a student, you're a youngster, you want to be involved, you want to cut the head off the snake, join us at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We are expanding all over the country, specifically battleground states, where we want to make sure that kids get their say in education, but mostly parents. Parents are watching this curriculum come through, and they're going, what is this that these people are teaching my kids? Why are you not teaching my kids science, technology, engineering, and math? Why are you teaching my kids about different types of genders and sexuality and nonsense, women's issues and studies and religious and black issues and all? Why are you teaching this nonsense? Teach my kid the things that they need for life. And here's what's interesting about America. You learn all about the other stuff. You learn about LGBTQ, and you learn about black this and the Latino that, and all the special interest boxes that the left wants to put people in. Let me tell you what you learn when you learn about science, technology, engineering, and math, accounting, and legal stuff. You learn that we are one America, one unhyphenated America. For those of you who don't know, Chris Harris, who's on Tucker, runs that organization for me. And you learn that. You learn that we don't care about your sexuality or your color or your gender or anything else. All we care about is, are you a good human being? One America. Whew. If you want to, look, get involved. Get involved. I know you're listening to the program, and you know, maybe you're entertained. I don't know. You're obviously here. But get involved. Do something. And if you look, here's the thing. If you are like, oh, man, I'm busy. I got my children's and I got my grandpa and grand, you know, whatever. Then go. But I do know this person that's active in this, and say, hey, contact Kevin. Contact his team. KJRadio.com. Contact us. Or go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Or go to UnhyphenatedAmerica.org or .com. I don't know which one it is. But go to those and get involved. Get in a game. You know, look, it's different now. We are winning the game. We can start putting in, you know, all the guys that used to sit at the end of the bench that never thought they were going to get in the game. Get in the game. 844-551-8255. Democrats, desperate. Very desperate. And they have a reason to be desperate. But for those of you who, Kevin, you keep talking about the Democrats are desperate. Let me tell you why. So there's the Republicans. And we have a guy, his name is Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, number 45. And they've been going after this man since he started, 3 years. We're now soon to be into the fourth year of them targeting Donald Trump. From the moment he got elected, he became president-elect, and he saved Carrier, which is one of the first promises he made. The Democrats went, uh-oh, we're in big trouble. This dude is going to live up to his campaign promises. And from that moment, they've gone after him. And I'm going to tell you, they could have swayed your opinion. The media has been, they've been relentless in going after this man. Okay? Or is it unrelentless? No. Yeah, well, it's one of those. They haven't relented in going after him. So long story short, they believe they've convinced you. But you know what they did? They made you more rooted in Donald Trump. You became more fiercely ready to go. You're like, oh, yeah, you want to mess with Donald Trump? You're messing with me now. So now Donald Trump's got 95% approval. Now, with Republicans, and a bunch of approval with the Democrats. And I can get into that with some black folks and all the other polling we've been doing. But long story short, let me ask you, is there anybody of any consequence that we're going on the right? You know, that Donald Trump, he's really scaring me. He's really making me nervous about his ability to win. We ought to be looking at another candidate. Have you heard anybody, any Republicans say that? Have you heard the media go, people are losing faith in Trump? The Republicans want a new candidate. Why not switch it out? Donald Trump can't be the blah, blah, blah. Have you heard any of this? I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend, okay? So if you haven't heard any of that, let me ask you if you heard any of this. Maybe we don't have the best candidates of the 14,000 Democrats that are running. The Democrats who've got, look, do I need to say this? They got a former vice president who served under baby black Jesus. It doesn't get any better than this. I want you to just figure, if you were served up a VP, an active VP, I'm not talking like Mike Pence. When Trump is gone, Pence is not a shoe-in for us because he's not an active VP. He's kind of a figurehead. Biden was a mainstay. He was the one. He was Barack Obama, baby black Jesus' barometer. You know, when Obama wasn't sure. What do I think about gay marriage? Let me ask Joe. Joe, what do you think? You're for it, Mr. President. Now I'm for it. Before I was against it. So Biden was the one that made himself the voice of reason in the Obama administration. So he was active. He was out there doing stuff. He was making deals for his crackhead son in Ukraine and China. He was active. You can't get any better. A dude who served many, many, many years in the Senate, who people, oh, he's revered. Nobody wants him. Nobody wants him. Then they gave us Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. She was going to be the rising star. Nobody wants her. So guess what? The buzz is around. Oh, there are new players. Maybe Hillary will run. When you are looking to pick a two-time loser and you want her to run, you know you're in big trouble. You're picking a loser, a two-time loser. A loser who, quite frankly, probably will end up in prison. And I know people, Kevin, you're going to end up in prison. Okay, well, you can believe that. I believe in the justice system in America. Despite it being run by crooks and scoundrels and lying skanks like the Obama administration people, I believe in the justice system. I believe these people, I believe all this talk of Hillary Clinton might run is to make it appear as though she's not nervous. It shows me that she is. Because let me tell you something. She ain't running. Take it to the bank. Bet the farm. Shove your chips all in. She's not running. Let me tell you another one who's doing this. Eric Holder. Eric Holder might throw his hat in the ring. Rumors have been going around for a while, but MSNBC analyst Eugene Robinson is now claiming that Obama's first attorney general, Eric Holder, is considering joining the presidential race. That is a lie. Eric Holder is not considering joining the presidential race. It would be an embarrassment. And what it is it is a cover for Eric Holder to say, I'm not, there's nothing they can get me for. I'm even thinking about being president. And everything that it should be telling you is how afraid Hillary Clinton is, how afraid Holder is, because these people are complicit in a lot of the shenanigans that went on during the Obama administration.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visits the Economic Club of New York on Tuesday. The president talks trade and economic policy.
Today I'm proud to stand before you as President of the United States to report that we have delivered on our promises and exceeded our expectations by a very wide margin.
It's extremely cold in many parts of the country. The National Weather Service says an Arctic air mass originating from Siberia is causing new record low temperatures in the southern plains to the Great Lakes. This man in Chicago explains how he's coping with the cold.
Getting up earlier, dressing warmer, dressed like I normally wouldn't be till the end of the month, but hey.
That is so true. We're pulling it out early.
Yeah, I remember when it didn't snow before Thanksgiving, you know, so.
Here we are.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Eric Holder's got all the personality of a cactus, and these people want us to believe that this clown is making, I'll make a bid for the presidency. Nobody cares about Eric Holder. Even Democrats don't like Eric Holder. Eric Holder, like every other Democrat from 2008 to 2012, rode the coattails of the aura around baby black Jesus. But around 2012 to 2016, people started running from him. And Cactus Man ain't going to run for president. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But the Democrats are looking for anybody to save their collective booties, so they want anybody to run. Can you fog a mirror? Do you have a pulse? Please come. Please show your face. The person that can beat Donald Trump. But if you've listened to my program, the Kevin Jackson Show, what have I said to you? I've said to you that the Democrat or independent who wants to beat Donald Trump has not been born. That person does not exist. Short of a Jesus, they got no shot. And I want you to just understand, if they were playing politics on the up and up, if they were playing politics on the up and up, if they were saying, you know what, we're going to do what's best for the country, Donald Trump would undoubtedly be the best president in modern history, bar none, the best. Have you looked at this economy? Have you looked at the stock market, your 401k? Have you looked at your job potential? Have you looked at the unemployment rate? Have you looked at it individually in all these different categories that the Democrats like to divide people into? Unemployment for women, unemployment for Latinos, unemployment for Negroes, unemployment for whomever, right? Lowest ever. Black folks have the lowest. It went lower. They got the lower than lowest unemployment under Trump in history. In history. And it's dropping. Black folks are actually starting to look at this country differently suddenly. Oh, my goodness. We did some polling. Woo! Democrats, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have that locked black vote the way you thought you did. You do not have that. It's only going to get worse. Eugene Robinson, who is nothing, he's I think with Miami paper or something. He says, it gets even more interesting. I hear from a good source that Eric Holder has been consulting strategists about possibly jumping into the Democratic presidential race. Lie. I hear from a good source. When a Democrat says, I hear from a good source, they mean, I made it up and I need to create a source. That's what it means. And, you know, who knows? It could be something that people are floating around out there to test the waters to see should Holder end up in. Eric Holder should be in prison. Loretta Lynch should be in prison. Susan Rice should be in prison. Look, I'm not one of these people that's vindictive or, you know, mean-spirited or whatever. I'm telling you, in terms of crimes against the United States citizens, every one of them, and you can add Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, John, what's his face? Give me a John. John Brennan, James Clapper, Jim Comey, James Comey, Peter Strzok, all of them. They should all be in prison. And I know that's what you're waiting on, that the 95% of the people who are stuck on Donald Trump, of the Republicans who love Donald Trump, and the Democrats who are slowly coming over due to walk away and all that, they are going, we're going to one of these days get us some justice. We're going to get some justice. That's what they want. Democrats. Shameful. I was in New York recently, and I was at the Trump Tower, and I took a stroll down to the Trump-Pence store that was in the lower level. If you haven't been, you go through. There's three security places in the Trump Tower, two at the front exit, front entrance, and one at the back entrance. And then downstairs, there's other security details. It is a secure building. They check everything out. But you go in, and then you go downstairs where there's a restaurant or two. There's Trump Tavern or whatever, everything's Trump, and there's a Trump store in the first floor, but at the bottom there's a Trump Pence reelection store, like store just dedicated to their stuff. Anyway, I go into this store, and the dude that runs it is a cool cat, man, and he's been featured in multiple magazines and stuff, has met the president many times, fun guy. But anyway, I'm buying some little Trump knickknacks and what have you, and one of the patrons was talking openly about the support of President Trump. And I declared, I said, Donald Trump's going to win easily, easily. And he would get much more of the black vote than Democrats think. And this New York City security officer, he was a mall cop. He wasn't a real police officer. He overhears the conversation and he's quietly disgusted. You know, he's like, you can tell in his body language he doesn't like what we're saying. And he's going, I don't think so. I don't think so. Like that. And I went, oh, well, what makes you the expert, Mr. New York City mall cop? And he's like, you know, and he just kind of minds his business. And then this other Italian guy I'm talking to is like, he's going to beat him, man. I've been saying the same thing, man. You know, he's going to beat. And I said, look, when you go out, you get outside of these big cities like this and you go into the suburbs, you start talking to people. I said, there's a lot of undertones of Trump out there. The guy goes, I'm saying the same thing I said, and especially with black folks, and we've done some polling, blah, 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 blah. And then this guy's like, I don't know. And I'm like, look, you don't know jack about black folks. No offense, but you don't know jack about black people and what the vote is. This is what I do for a living. You go play mall cop. So anyway, he's upset. And I was openly, I'm like, if we're going to have these leftists crying like babies when Donald Trump kicks that butt. So after I left, I was leaving the store, the guy muttered, go Bloomberg. And that made me laugh. That made me laugh. Go Bloomberg. So before I get into that, let me tell you this. Michael Bloomberg, they said, spent $174 per vote to win his third term as New York mayor in 2009, a total of $102 million. If he spends the same to win the presidency, they said, it would cost him $12 billion. They said, but Podart sees that the money better spent funding a third-party candidate that, quote, might represent the first real political opening for a political electoral movement that is neither Democrat nor Republican in 150 years and could even help build an apparatus that could live on after him. That is especially since Bloomberg is running as a Democrat, which, though popular with the anti-gun and pro-climate change rhetoric, doesn't make him so big with his past stop and frisk policies. He admits, however, that the Bloomberg, though Bloomberg may look like a dark horse, so did Donald Trump 4 years ago. And I've said, I hope Bloomberg enters the race. I hope he does. He won't. I'm going to tell you right now, you can forget about Bloomberg entering the race. Former Vice President Joe Biden falls, Bloomberg will come in or Hillary will come in and save the day. Here's what cracked me up about the guy's statement. This dude, this clown, this security mall cop only proves what I've been saying on this show and anywhere else. The fact that Democrats hate their choices of candidates. Biden was to be a shoo-in, and he blew it for the third time. His campaign now resorts to begging for support, asking the media to jump in. Please tell other candidates to drop out and let Joe win. Please let Joe win. Take a fall. Elizabeth Warren is more toxic than Agent Orange. Democrats know she can't beat Trump, and neither can anybody else on their ticket. So as the officer at Trump Tower proved, Democrats want a new choice. And look at the media. Don't believe me for 1 second, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't believe me. Look, do your own research. Find out, why do they keep offering up new candidates? Look at articles, Democrats and candidates. Democrats searching for a new candidate. Democrats concerned about the ability of candidates to do blah, blah, blah. Democrats this. Democrats are so worried, they're swapping people out. But here's another irony about Bloomberg. Democrats pick the richest, whitest, elitist, technically non-Democrat that they could find, and he is now the dark horse to enter the race and save them from themselves. What happened to everybody else? This is a party that had three black people running. It's got a woman of color by the name of Tulsi Gabbard. It's got Elizabeth fake Indian Warren, who's now losing her stride. It's got Yang, an Asian, right? What else do they want? It's got Buttigieg, whatever his name is, a gay dude, and nobody wants any of them. Here's another little dirty secret. Take all their little qualities, put them together, and you know what? They still wouldn't want it. Take the experience of Joe Biden. Take the panache of Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders and his views. I'm just telling you, take all the qualities, if you will, the youth of this guy, the blackness of Kamala Harris or Cory Booker, whatever, put it all together, and they couldn't even build a candidate that they want. That's how pathetic the Democrat Party has become. So what are they relying on? Oh, we'll impeach Donald Trump, and that'll do it, knowing that it's dead on arrival in the Senate because they're hoping they win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in only two things completely, the First Amendment and boobs. And so once they made the decision that they were
not going to allow conservative, non-sports-related commentary,
they couldn't
hold on,
do it.
Hold on, hold on. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly as a woman anchoring the show. Did you say, what did you say? You believe in the First Amendment and BWBS?
boobs. Two things that have only never let me down in this entire country's history, the First Amendment and boobs.
For somebody to come on CNN and to say something like, the only thing I believe in a discussion about something.
I'm still there, too, and I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. B-O-O-D-E or B-O-O-B-S? Because as a woman, I'm...
As in boobs. I believe completely in the First Amendment and in boobs. Those are the only two things I believe 100% in this country.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was on CNN. And the dude who chimed in, I can't believe you would come on CNN as some black Democrat. And who knows what they were discussing? Who knows? Who cares? Right? Who knows and who cares? Anyway, funny stuff, man, watching these Democrats. He believes in boobs. He's saying he believes in Democrats. Boobs. It's funny. Does anybody know that are you guys aware that a boob is meant to be an idiot? It's also an idiot. I don't know why someone would, first of all, call breast boobs. I don't know the origin of the word. But also, the word means, oh, he's a boob. It means he's a dummy, right? So how do two, you know, quite frankly, very attractive things on women become associated with dummies? I don't get it. And maybe that's a topic for another show, but I just find it funny that this lady has a conniption. Did you say you believe in boobs? And then you know where she was going to go. Let me tell you where she's going to go into sexism. Yeah, it's so sexist. But if he said, I believe in the First Amendment, no, what would he say? I don't believe in two things. I believe in the First Amendment and penises. What would she have said? Did you say penises? Yeah, I believe in the First Amendment and my penises never let me down. What would she have said? See, when you think about situations like this, you just put something else in its place and ask yourself, what would someone think about that? Because I know she was going for sexism. That's very sexist. You believe, how is it sexist that this, it was a silly comment. I'll give him that. I will concede it was a silly comment to make on national TV. I wouldn't have said it, even if I thought it. But in saying it, the question becomes, it's offensive. Maybe you don't want him back as a guest, but you really want to go into it? Why do you believe in boobs? Explain that. I don't know where the conversation was going to go. What do you believe? Do you believe in, you know, that we're pursuing impeachment correctly or whatever? She could have just said, well, I find your comment a little bit distasteful, but let's move on. She doesn't want to do that. She wants to explore it. Yeah, because the Me Too movement and women need to understand, why do you believe so much in boobs? Mister, you're going to explain yourself to us. That's not what I want to talk about, though. I want to talk about other candidates. And I'm going to tell you something. Why Democrats won't allow Buttigieg to win. Because, see, here's the deal. Bloomberg, they are saying now, he's going to enter the fracas. Yeah, he's going to come in on the Democrat side. Bloomberg is an independent. I want you to understand, Bloomberg is not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. Bloomberg could say, you know what? I don't like the way things are going with President Trump. I'm going to challenge him on the Republican side. You disagree? Go after the dude. Don't go after it. Bloomberg wants to take out all the other folks, right? The lefties, and then go after Trump. That's two fights. If he goes after and defeats Trump in the primary, then all the Democrats would effectively roll over. I mean, I'm a strategist. I'm saying, why would I go jump in the middle of the fray where I'm going to go after, you know, let's just say for the sake of discussion, five legitimate candidates. I don't think any of them are legit. But five legitimate candidates, get through that gauntlet only to face the tougher guy. I would go after the tougher guy. Because if you were to defeat him for the Republican nomination, everybody would be like, oh, dude. Yeah. Okay, now, they're devil's advocates to go with Kevin. They wouldn't vote for him if he was a Republican. He's still Bloomberg. He bought his way into the government. He paid $174 a vote. It's only $12 billion for him to pay everybody $174 to vote for him. So if he could convince them, he's got enough money to convince them that it doesn't matter. Forget that I'm a Republican. I'm an independent, but I could choose either side. I'm choosing to go after the tougher guy, because if I beat him, then I should be able to beat everybody else. I would understand that logic. In fact, I would respect him more if he had the cojones to do that. But he doesn't. He doesn't have the cojones to do that. Then the former Secretary of State, Crooked Hillary, has said she's going to get in, and she's not getting in. When you consider, folks, the pedigrees of the existing field, one has to question the possibility of these two entering. Why is it that a former Secretary of State, disgraced, who will likely end up in prison, wanted to enter the fray? Why would Bloomberg, who's got more money than, I mean, the only people that have more money, there's only five people in the world that have more money than Bloomberg. Bloomberg doesn't need the headache. The dude is well into his 70s. You know, and, I mean, he's not getting in. Okay, I already said it earlier, huh? It's a deal breaker. He's not getting in. He's got too many skeletons in his closet. 16-ounce drinks, and he's horrible on criminal justice reform. The dude he's put more black people in prison than Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden is a former vice president. Democrats said he believed that he was the vice president of the most successful president in history. But Biden has trended downward since he got into the race. Biden has never exceeded what he started at, which was roughly 41% approval or whatever, and it's dropped ever since. Bernie Sanders, I'm going through the pedigrees here. I know it's some of the same stuff I talked about before, but I want to just make a point. Bernie Sanders almost won the last time he got cheated out, and then he finally sold out. Became a millionaire, and he continues trending downward as well. Elizabeth Warren, they told us, was a rising star, but she has gained no traction since the initial boost she got after everybody started attacking Biden. Huh? And now, the new rising star in the Great White Hope is said to be this little inner city mayor, little city mayor, Pete Buttigieg, right? Well, let me save the Democrats some suspense, okay? Because I've already told you who's not going to get the nominations for the Democrats. It won't be Biden. I don't believe it's going to be Warren. At one point, I said if you wanted to put a long shot in there, go with Buttigieg because they're going to love the LGBTQ angle. But I've been telling you about the LGBTQ stuff is backfiring on them. Representative Jim Clyburn explained that older blacks are homophobic. He tried to put a silver lining around this dark cloud by saying his young grandson is working for the Buttigieg campaign as if that's going to change everybody's mind. But black folks have residual memories of this, of what's going on with the gay community. I told you guys before, when I was growing up, I didn't know, I couldn't name two gay people. I had a cousin, and I knew this dude named Sam. And I guarantee you, Sam is now transitioned. You get what I'm saying? You can't find him by looking up Sam. So I knew two people, young boys, my cousin, Skip, and Sam. And outside of that, it was a long time before I saw a gay person. But here's the reason why I bring this up. Buttigieg exposes an open sore for the Democrats. Now, a little black girl was suspended for opting out of an LGBTQ day at school. This happened in the UK. But I want to explain what that rift is. So black folks, there are many black people that resent the LGBT community for trying to say, well, we have the same problem as you black people did in back in the days of slavery, and you need to be down with our cause. And black folks are like, no, we don't need to be down with your cause. That's number one. And number two, I don't think the left wants to admit that this chasm has been built, and things like this don't help. When a little black girl says, I'm not down with the LGBT thing, and I'm not going to be part of it in terms of school stuff, and the school suspends her. They say, no, the LGBT issue is ahead of black. And see, that's where it goes back to how baby black Jesus hurt the Democrats with the party across the board. Black folks see, we had a black president. We put all our faith in him. We got him elected. And you know what he did? He spent all his time
on issues unrelated to blacks but related to the LGBT.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.